Hey, what's going on, listeners and viewers of the Fantasy Flavor Podcast and YouTube channel? My name is Dylan, and I'm joined with...
Hi, my name is Sanatan.
And I'm Trenton. We're back.
We're back. And hopefully we'll be very regular from now on.
Yeah, so comment below who you want us to talk about. And if it's N'Keal Harry, it's not happening. All right, so we're talking about some quarterbacks today. And the most recent trade that went on was Carson Wentz going to the Indianapolis Colts for a 2021 third and I believe a conditional 2022 second, which can get up to a first. Or I think, can it go the other way too? Can I get a worse pick?
No.
It's either a second or it goes to a first if it's 75% of the team snaps. Or 70% and the Colts make the playoffs.
Which is happening.
Which is probably going to happen, yes.
Yeah.
So it depends on it all depends on the 70% really.
Yeah, it depends on probably his health. That's kind of the interesting thing I was thinking about that. I guess this is great for the Colts. I mean, they go from Phillip Rivers to Carson Wentz, who was probably a downgrade last year if you know like what quarterback you'd rather have just from a year-to-year basis, but for sure it's good for a dynasty outlook, especially reuniting once with Frank Reich, who he won a Super Bowl under, back when Frank Reich was with the Eagles with Doug Peterson, and now obviously the Eagles have Nick Sirianni, or I can't pronounce the name, but that was the Colts. That was the Colts OC, which is just super funny. They just want to throw it back, I guess, over there. So, what are our thoughts on this Wentz trade? I know you guys are a little higher than me, although we all seem to be around the same as per usual. So, what's good, guys?
Go ahead, Trenton, the Colts fan, right here. What do you think?
All right. As a Colts fan, I love the trade. We're effectively bringing in a new, younger quarterback for the same price as Phillip Rivers for 4 years. With everybody, all the talk is the Colts are bringing in a huge contract. It's bad, horrible. When the dust settled, the Colts are only paying him, I believe, about 25 mil this year, 20 mil next year. And then 25 the following two, but neither of those two are fully guaranteed. So they can cut him after 2 years and be done. However, I do feel like this is a great fit. You mentioned the Reich connection, the Reich in Philly. And that was when he had the season. Before he got injured, he was, I believe, 12-1 at that point?
Yeah, probably.
At the top, if not, among the conversation, he was the leading guy in the MVP
race
at that point before he got injured. He was having an insane year. And what happened in that year? It was both Reich was the OC, and in that one season, they haven't had it since, but they actually had an offensive line and they actually had weapons. So they had a competent team around Wentz, which helped him to succeed. And then the same thing happened. They put that team around Nick Foles. The team went to the Super Bowl, won the Super Bowl. Nick Foles went to the Bears. So. Carson Wentz, as soon as a lot of those guys left, because if you remember back then, everybody was concerned for their outlook in the future, because after that Super Bowl, they were about to lose a ton of guys because they didn't have the cap room. And that's exactly what happened. They lost a ton of really good players that they needed. A lot of things happened. Reich left for Indy. And all of a sudden, Wentz was just an okay quarterback. He wasn't an MVP. He still performed well for the next couple of years. And then it all fell apart in 2020. Because 2019, you look at it, they had a decent offensive line. And they still didn't have the weapons then. But they actually had a decent offensive line. I'm putting the words together. But that's what helped him to succeed. He actually had confidence in himself. He wasn't getting sacked as much. Last year in how many games did he play? 13? 12 or 13? And he got sacked more than any other quarterback in just those 13 games. He was being pressured constantly. So that offensive line, all of a sudden he goes to Indy. They have one of the top five, if not the top, offensive line in the league. They have some young, talented weapons in Michael Pittman Jr. They have T.Y. Hilton if he returns in free agency. If not, they might bring in another name in free agency. There's been a lot of speculation about a guy like Allen Robinson coming in. You got Paris Campbell, another potential guy who had a great start last season and kind of got before he got injured, and then hopefully he can return to that. You got Zach Pascal, who has been pretty consistent for them. He's not great, not bad. And then you have the biggest weapon of them all, aside from Quentin Nelson on that offensive line. You have a young superstar running back and Jonathan Taylor. So I feel like this is a perfect situation for him to go into, both reuniting with Reich and getting into an offense that fits him, that fits what he did in 2017, and is actually the same exact offense that he ran in 2017 because Reich implemented that offense in Indy.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with most of that. And basically, Wentz, is he that good as the 2017 version? Probably not. It was it was his talent along with the offense that Reich had. Because after that 18 and 19, he looked very average, which I think he's an average quarterback. Not the, absolute worst quarterback that he looked like in 2020. I don't think he's that bad of a quarterback. He just needs offensive line help, which is much better in Indy. The weapons is not great right now, but they have a lot of cap space. And they have their, like, Colts made this move because they know that their window is open for a, playoff run. So they are not just going to get Wentz and not give him any weapons. It is happening. They are just going to go all in. And Reich knows that he has very good chemistry with Wentz. So I think Wentz will have a lot of time in the pocket. He'll have weapons to throw to. Hopefully Zach Ertz also follows him. It is possible they need a tight end too. And with a run game, with play action pass, I think it will look really, really good. Because in 2017, they also had good running run game. Ajayi and who was that Patriots guy, man?
LeGarrette Blount.
They had competent.
Had those bruising guys, which is what Jonathan Taylor is.
Yep,
but
better than them. Taylor is much better than them.
Right. Going back to what you said, I agree with you. He's not going to be the same. I really highly doubt he'll be the same guy he was in 2017. If he does, as a Colts fan, I am stoked. That is amazing. Let's go Super Bowl run year after year. Let's go one-on-one with the Chiefs in that AFC Championship, the most exciting game every year for the next 10 years.
Yeah, and Darius Leonard will just wipe away Kelsey that we all know of.
Absolutely. But
one thing we forgot to mention that, unlike Rivers, Wentz is a highly mobile quarterback. Like, people forget that he was such a rushing quarterback before the injury. And, I mean, Peterson stopped using him in designed runs. I remember that when Josh Allen was coming out of college, he was compared to Wentz during the draft process, because both were like, Wentz was very, very, mobile quarterback. He's a rushing quarterback, and people just kind of forget about that because he hasn't done it in a while. And and he got injured while rushing for a touchdown too in 2017. So I think hopefully if Reich uses that, then it will be a major upgrade from Rivers and will help Taylor too.
Yeah, I don't think he goes back to 2017. I think there's too much. I mean, it's not just his damage to his body over the years and all that. It's the mental damage. He's been hit so much. He's had no weapons. Philly has destroyed his confidence.
Yeah,
I feel like if Reich can go about rebuilding that, and this team can rebuild his confidence and bring him back to what's even a shadow of what his 2017 was, they'll have a pretty good quarterback on their hands. That's why he went for a second and a third, though. It wasn't because he's a bad quarterback. It's just that there's a lot that you need to fix. Like, it's not the mechanics got worse because of the team around him. His mental capacity got worse because of the team.
Got worse, actually. But right. that's more because of, you know, mental thing also.
Exactly. The other thing is team around him and everything.
You don't think he has a point to prove now? Like, he has been criticized so heavily in the media. Like, people have been, you know, making fun of him, saying that he's no good. In fact, Eagles should give away more draft capital in order to offload his contract, which is just crazy because in last offseason, he was like a top seven quarterback. So it's crazy.
I sure hope he carries that chip on his shoulder as a Colts fan, because yeah. if he does, we just got an absolute steal for what will probably be a third and a future first for a franchise quarterback for the next 10 years. Well, what do you have to say, Dylan? You've been pretty quiet.
Or yeah. he could end up being the next Jameis Winston, and then that would definitely sting you guys. But, you know, I definitely agree there's a lot of upside with the move for sure. I think that's the thing, and we'll have to see what kind of weapons they give around him, too. I think the offensive line is obviously going to be an upgrade. I'm curious to see how they're going to address the left tackle position with Anthony Costanzo retiring. We keep talking about this great offensive line, but
there are a lot of really good offensive tackle prospects in the draft, though, so they could either solve it there. And I've even on Twitter, I've been calling for maybe we trade with Sonaten's team, we trade with the Ravens, yeah. go get Orlando Brown.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
I mean, we do have the cap space. If we yep. do want to yeah. get him, we can sign him long term. Sign Quentin Nelson. We have the cap space.
You don't need cap space for Orlando, but he has only played for 2 years. He just wants to play.
I know, but in the future, in the next few years, we're gonna have to start paying. We're gonna pay Quentin Nelson, Braden Smith on the offensive line, Darius Leonard's the big name on defense. You got all those coming up, and then you got Orlando Brown. If we do trade for him, that'd be
I think that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, it's a possibility too. That we are just gonna have to see what this Colts roster looks like. You know,
right.
obviously before, because let's say maybe they address tackle later, maybe in the third round, and it's gonna tackle draft. But for sure, you know, maybe they go defense. Maybe they want to grab a new corner or replace Xavier Rhodes, who could leave in free agency. You know. Maybe they do go wide receiver. In the past two wideouts they've drafted have been certainly like decent. You know what I mean? Paris Campbell's obviously injured, so I don't want to harp on him. And Michael Pittman showed flashes in the playoffs, but obviously there is names around him where you go, damn, you know, I kind of wish we had that guy instead. So it's going to be interesting to see what weapons they grab. I don't know if Allen Robinson's getting there, but I feel like that'd be better if maybe they got like a Juju or a Godwin, because I don't know the slot guy there. Maybe Paris Campbell will play the slot. I can't remember if that's what he did leak one too, but they could use a slot guy, so maybe they'll go after one of those big, bigger slot guys instead.
Maybe we'll draft my guy Jalen Darden, play that slot. Let's go.
Campbell was a slot guy, and they have a lot of cap space. They definitely are going to upgrade in various positions. They are going to go all in. I have no doubt in my mind that Wentz will have his weapons. They are not going to make this trade to not let him succeed and make a fool of themselves. That's not happening.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, the elephant in the room is when Sonaten was mentioning all the Colts weapons, even though he's a free agent, he forgot about Mo Alie-Cox. I mean, my guy, Mo Alie-Cox, bro.
He's PFF, a free agent, so
PFF a free loved agent. Him.
So why we should mention Hilton too? We should mention
dude.
Yeah, so
they can't they tender Mo Alie-Cox? Let's ask the Colts fan. Can he get tender? That's why I bring it up, because
Mo Alie-Cox is a restricted free agent. They sure can
restricted.
Tender.
Okay, yeah, great.
That's what I mean. That's why I brought, because Ty is a full free agent, so they can tender him for a second rounder. And I don't think anyone's, you know, in this tight end class.
What about
like,
Doyle? Is he unrestricted? Doyle?
I don't know.
Doyle.
Yeah, he is unrestricted.
My point is, I just thought Mo Alie-Cox, even a small sample size, looked like the most explosive tight end. So I wonder if they're gonna, you know. I think they should try to use him for upside, regardless of me and my Mo Alie-Cox boner. We're going to move on here, I think, if that's okay with you guys, talk about something that interests me a little bit more, because I think the move is going to be monumental for both NFL and fantasy. I think it could honestly start something. Remember when LeBron went to the Heat? Is this the LeBron goes to the Heat? But NBA version, where we have these players in the beginning of his long ass contract to say, fuck this, I want out.
If you put it that way, I really hope he goes to the Dolphins, because you can have both of them.
We did not even mention the name of the quarterback we are going to talk about. It's Deshaun Watson everywhere.
Well, damn, so, yeah. I was setting it up for it to be, you know, Mr. Taysom Hill. Yeah. For sure.
So we have to talk, and yeah, we will have some takes.
South Beach.
Yeah, based on that. So yeah, Dylan, you go first on this. What do you think?
Sweet.
Is the market and what moves would you like our listeners to make, you know, as a what they call preemptive strike, if you will?
Well, I think it's interesting because I think Deshaun's value is going to go up, even if it shouldn't. Like, let's say he gets traded to, like, the Patriots who have no weapons, which I'm not saying that's likely. You know what I mean? Like, any spot, my point is I think his value is going to go up. That's my point I'm trying to make. If you can think of a worse situation than the Patriots, you could say that one. For, I don't know, like, the Lions? You know what I mean?
Bears.
The Bears? I don't know. The Bears? Yeah, the Bears, sure. The Bears, I think I'm a better catch than the Pats. So this fucking this sucks, dude. Sure, but I think the Panthers have been in the rumors a lot. I actually don't think the Panthers will end up being the team that gets him, though. I think if the Dolphins and the Jets really want him, they have the best potential offer of just picks. And I think picks are going to be more valuable than CMC and picks. Because obviously the team that Texans would have to take on more cap with CMC. They're already paying David Johnson a whole bunch. I don't know if DJ can be released and save money, but I don't know. Bill O'Brien's gone, but you know what I mean? Bill O'Brien kind of paid up for David fucking Johnson. Anyways, see, yeah.
The interesting thing about Watson, mm-hmm. though, is that their best bet in Houston is going to be to trade him pre-draft. Because two of those teams you mentioned, the Dolphins and
the Jets,
are in the top three picks. Mm-hmm. And both of them are going to be looking at those quarterbacks there.
For sure.
If they're going to have to trade him before, if they're going to send him to one of those two teams, because both of those teams will be looking for a quarterback at that pick unless they can get Watson. And if they do get Watson, then the whole top of the draft gets a whole lot more interesting for me because I love draft stuff. So, what were you going for, Sinan?
Yeah, I had a perfect segue for that because I think that the trade will be happening at the draft night. And I feel that if Jets are not offering a lot, because that's the most logical place, I think that makes sense. And that makes sense for Houston because they want a quarterback bad. They are not just going to let Watson go with for a bunch of picks and not get a legitimate quarterback back. So on draft night, if they don't think that Jets are offering a lot, because Jets might be thinking we are the number two pick, we can if we give him another first or a couple of players, then they have enough compensation. If that doesn't happen, then probably they'll wait and see if the Jets take Wilson or Fields. And they might have in their mind which quarterback they like. If the other quarterback's still, you know, there, then they might go with Miami and still want to get a lot. Mm-hmm. And if that doesn't happen, they might wait till Panthers come on the clock and see if the quarterback that they like is still there and get a lot from them. They are not moving Watson without, like in fantasy we say, right? You have to overpay. And that's the thing that they want right now. And if team overpays before the draft, they will take it. But I think that's the only team that they will take the offer from is the Jets.
And see, that brings up an interesting thing to me. Because if he does go to the Jets, they'll probably be sending the number two pick back.
Definitely.
They're going to be sending
not
other
probably.
Picks.
That has to be definitely.
Right. But could they also throw in another quarterback that's on the trade market? And Sam Darnold. Could Sam Darnold make his way to Houston in that trade?
Poor guy.
How that would suck for him.
I think Houston would want the number two pick and a bunch of other picks. And then Jets will have to. I think Jets end up trading Darnold before the draft and everything. I mean, Darnold is going next. I think in the next 1-2 weeks, Darnold is going to be traded. But more on that later. We'll talk about Darnold briefly. So let's continue with Watson. What do you think, Dylan? A couple of fantasy thing that I was thinking, a preemptive strikes that our listeners can make is sell Brandon Cooks right now, because I really feel that Watson will be out of Texas. from Houston. So sell Brandon Cooks if possible. There are rumblings that Denver might make a push for it. If that happens, Judy and Sutton goes, you know, to the moon, their value. So if you can make a, I mean, they are good players anyways. If you can make a fair trade for them right now, it's worth it to explore. And same with DJ Moore. His value is not as high as it should be in any case. And if Watson goes there, he is going to be like a top 8 wide receiver in Dynasty immediately. Mm-hmm. So these are the few things that I'm thinking in my mind that our listeners can make. And I'm myself looking at those, strategies. Now, do you guys have?
There's also, like, if you're starting to hear talks about, like, it's leaning closer to this team or something, you might want to consider, like, the values of those receivers on that team. Because if people are hearing, oh, Watson's probably going to go here, the values could go up. It could be, like you said, the Broncos. You could have Judy over there, and all of a sudden his value spikes because maybe Watson's coming here. But is he really going to fully live up to that? Maybe. But that value is going to be so high, you can sell him for a lot. So you might want to be able to, you might want to think about selling those guys if there's talks about Watson going to a certain team and they're starting to escalate. Consider selling players on that team because I mean, sure, they're going to be good players with Watson, but that value is going to be insane while people are just thinking, oh, Watson, they're wide receiver one, let's go.
So, but your take is correct. After Watson goes to that team, I don't think their value will spike that much just with the rumors. I think with the rumors, their value is still very, very low because they have been underwhelming. All of these receivers have been underwhelming than their original price as is. And I mean, I feel once Watson goes there, then I'll be selling because their value will be at the top, like the highest that it could be. So before that, I'll be buying.
Yeah, I think it could also be very interesting, though, if you're hearing like the teams that you're hearing right now. You guys, like, there's lots of talks about maybe Miami. Miami could be a fit. He could go there. People are all of a sudden thinking, Devontae Parker, not too bad. He could end up getting Deshaun Watson. Then Watson doesn't go there, and his value is right back down there. Right now, his value is, I mean, sure, it could get higher if Watson does go there, but you also have to consider that there's the potential that he might not. So, I mean, their value as it stands is higher than it should be right now without Watson. If Watson goes, their value spikes insanely. If he doesn't, their value will drop. See, but there's only one team that's going to get Watson. So you have like six teams in the sweepstakes right now. That's five teams, five sets of wide receivers that they're not going to get that boost. They're going to go down, but their values are still high because right now they might get them.
Yeah, I mean, all of the arguments are correct, but the only thing is that I don't think their values are high right now. That's the only thing. I have not seen anyone saying, oh, I have to buy. I haven't seen, in any of my leagues talks around those players. I own a couple of them. No one has ever reached out to me. That's all I'm saying, that their value is not higher.
But that's why we're talking preemptively.
Exactly.
Get on it before the market. Talk to the guys. Talk to your teammates. Be like, well, Watson might go there. They could be like, he could.
Okay. Oh, you can I'll do the other way.
I'll send you the 101 for Devontae Parker. Boom. Deal.
Yeah, that's the kind of deal Dylan likes. Yeah. It's so happy.
That is a Dylan deal.
Yeah.
Suck my dick for that one. Yeah. That's for sure. Nice and slow, please. Man, it's just tough, you know? Man, Deshaun Watson. I was thinking about Brandon Cooks because he brought him up a little bit earlier. I'd actually be interested in buying Cooks. I don't know. The dude gets 1,000 yards wherever the fuck he goes. So, I feel like if Deshaun's gone, I feel like maybe they try to sell Cooks. And that could be interesting. You know what I mean? Like, if you're why are you going to keep Brandon Cooks then? So... that's kind of my thought on that. I guess the final thing we can wrap up with here is we've kind of already talked to him about him a little bit. It was Sam Darnold. Mm. Where do we think Sam Darnold goes?
Hmm? I think Chicago is like very, very desperate. So it is possible he goes there. I don't think that's the best place for him. I definitely think the best place for him is the 49ers. Okay. Shanahan might be interested, to get Darnold, and because he's definitely not very happy with Garoppolo, and that solves your New England problems too if that happens. So you should, as a Patriots fan, you should be hoping that Darnold goes to 49ers. I think those are the only two places that make sense right now. I don't think anyone else is even talking about Darnold, is it? Am I missing any other?
I haven't been keeping up as much with the Darnold sweepstakes. But I do think if I could throw in an extra team that would be really interesting if he went there, it'd be Dylan's Patriots. Because if anybody can fix a quarterback that has talent but has not had help, look at what Belichick did with Brady. Brady had the talent. Brady had the talent. He
didn't There's have no the help fucking the way this is no, a take.
No. What I'm saying, I'm not saying it's Brady. I'm saying Brady had the talent. A lot of the time, Brady didn't have the help.
You're saying
Belichick made him better without the help.
Fixed Brady?
No, I'm saying Belichick helped Brady because Brady had the talent. He didn't have the help. Belichick covered that up. He was the help. Belichick is the help.
Belichick did not cover him up. If Belichick gave him the help, then Brady would not have left New England.
you're misunderstanding me. You're misunderstanding. I'm saying that what Brady did, look at the weapons Brady had throughout his career. He's had a few good weapons. He's had a few here and there. But for the most part, you're looking at those weapons. They weren't that great. They were decent weapons. They were okay. Brady succeeded partially because he's good, but partially because Belichick cooked up an amazing scheme for a team that didn't have weapons. Darnold hasn't had that. He's a talent who hasn't had
New England. Weapons. He would suck so bad without weapons. I think
he'd
needs,
be fine in New England.
He
I think
needs
he'd
a
be
very good offensive
fine.
Mind. I either he goes to Saints or 49ers. I don't see a better place other than those two. I don't think
I think New England would be a great spot for him.
Are you?
Because Belichick is the greatest coach of all time.
Defensive coach.
But he still helped his offenses. What happened when
let's talk about
who
one
the
year
co-
when
who is
not
the coordinator?
Have,
who is
Brady.
The coordinator
How did he
before
help his offense?
McDaniels? Who is their coordinator before McDaniels? Dylan?
I don't know. I'm a bandwagon. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't watch football back then. I'm serious. I didn't watch football back then. Bill O'Brien was their OC for a bit.
Okay. But, I mean, he wasn't... I mean, you look at that. You had,
Bill O'Brien's
you had,
a negative, bro.
Right. He was a bad head coach. He left Belichick, and he was horrible head coach.
Wait, can I ask you a question?
You look,
I can't
you
ask you
at,
a question. Okay.
I'll get to it.
Don't defend New England, man.
I'm talking right now. I'm. You look at. I already forgot the name of your coordinator now. McDaniels. You look at McDaniel, and when he was a head coach, wasn't that great.
Tim Tebow.
You look at. Belichick was the head coach for both those guys. And they were amazing coordinators for some really good offenses with minimal weapons. Aside from Gronk. Gronk was the one main staying piece. Gronk was amazing. And Randy Moss, maybe. But you look at that, and Belichick is a great coach. He helped a talented quarterback in Tom Brady, a really talented quarterback. Not saying Darnold is the same tier as Brady, not even close to talent. But I am saying that he cooked up an amazing scheme for a team that had No weapons.
Did not cook up any scheme. Like, he's a great defensive coach. He's a great head coach.
Okay.
That does not do anything for the quarterback. Look at what
happened when those offensive coordinators went to their own team and tried to run their own offense.
They are bad head coaches. That has nothing to do with, you know, offensive being offensive.
Okay,
and they are not great.
But that was their own schemes that they started up. It has to be something with Belichick. Because all those coordinators without Belichick have been garbage.
You, everyone, every team wants a coordinator from a winning team. Like, because Patriots win a lot. That's because Belichick was great. He's a great head coach. There is no doubt about that. But they had Tom Brady. Look at what happened without Tom Brady in Cam Newton. How did Belichick help Cam Newton? What did he do for him? Nothing.
Hey, that offense was fire for 2 weeks, bro.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So we left
Trust me. I want to be on your side. It hurts me saying this as a Colts fan. It hurts me saying that Belichick is the greatest coach of all time and that he made teams better. I feel like that's what Darnold needs. That's what Darnold needs. He needs a guy that can make the team better.
I am not here to, you know, say that I want Darnold to have a good NFL record. I want him to have good fantasy performance. And Belichick is not great for that.
That's where we differ then. You're talking about fantasy. I'm talking about how he's going to be better. That's where the difference was.
We're actually the real life football flavor podcast.
Yeah, we sure are. But I mean, okay, if you're talking fantasy, yes, probably the Saints or the 49ers, yes.
Exactly. We are talking.
I was just saying his best landing spot in general. You know where I was going with that. Yeah. Do you agree though that in real life football that would be the best spot?
No, dude has no one to throw to. He'd be out of the league in a year.
Who does he have in freaking San Francisco?
Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle.
Dylan, did you say Ayuk? I thought you called him Ayuk.
It was actually I puke.
Oh, there it is. So you like him now? Okay. Good to know.
Shanahan.
Oh my! You can't change the conversation like that. Okay, I'm gonna change it right back on you. All right. Final question.
All right.
Who's the GOAT, Trent? Quarterback. Who's the GOAT?
No one.
Tom Brady.
It's not Drew Brees anymore. We're off that. Okay, I'm just making sure.
I love Drew Brees. He's done more with less for offenses, but it's Tom Brady. He's just. Like, he's won so much consistently. I mean, Breeze is an amazing offensive numbers guy. He's put up consistently big numbers. He's been very accurate. He's a great...
I didn't mean it to turn into this. It was a simple name.
Breeze is a great quarterback. He's like you look at the physical side of it, like with the stats and stuff. But yes, I will say Brady is the GOAT because he's better in postseason. He's better in overall the mental stuff and like all like that winning stuff. What would you call it? Like the mojo or whatever? Like the winning.
He's clutch. That's what it is, baby.
That's what it is. The clutchness. That's what separates the two.
He's so fucking clutch.
I will say Brady is the GOAT. There you go.
You know what the cool thing is?
Are you happy? I said Brady's the GOAT.
And you want to know who Brady's one Super Bowl blowout is versus? Patrick Mahomes. He'll always have that over him. He lost to Eli Manning twice and Nick Foles once, but he blew up Patrick Mahomes.
You're right. I forgot. Eli Manning is the GOAT.
Oh my fucking God. He's better than Peyton.
What other guy has taken down Brady in the pool?
Dude, Eli has more rings than Peyton, bro. Peyton.
Blackwell used to go to New England and screw him up there.
Yeah. In New England. Brady is the GOAT quarterback.
Okay.
Not the GOAT in NFL.
You're right. I agree with that. The GOAT in the NFL is actually Nathan Peterman.
Yes, absolutely. No, nobody. But really, I'd say like Jerry Rice,
Probably. Jerry Rice is cool. All right.
We just went off on a tangent there. We were going fantasy football. And then I went real life Sam Darnold. And we went, who's the GOAT?
We should end it on something fantasy related. Okay, where do we think? Just I want the team name. That's it. Where do we think Deshaun Watson ends up going?
I'll say Jets.
I'll say Carolina because there's been a lot. They're really. It looks like they're really gearing up for it.
That's so, very Carolina. Close. Second.
All right, I'll go Baltimore. So that's all the time we have here in the show today. I'm going Dolphins. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening and watching. Make sure to leave a like, comment, subscribe. We should be back on the weekly grind, baby. So comment down below.
Tell us before we close. We're going to be. Before we close, we're going to be starting new episode types. We're going to be starting getting those quick fire episodes out for you, getting like 15, 20 minute episodes. Instead of these 40, 50 minute episodes, hour long episodes we've done in the past, we're going to be start slowing it down for you guys, getting you with quick hitters that you guys want instead of making you sit and wait for us to talk about us one team for 50 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, there's nobody talk about quickies himself than Mr. Quickie, so you know that's what we're doing here at the Fantasy Flavor Podcast. Have a great rest of your day, listeners and viewers. Thank you. We are out. All right.